flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We were talking to our guy Rob Brennan during the break about Restaurant Week stuff. You guys take advantage of that?
Okay, so I served Restaurant Week a number of years.
Yeah.
Hated working that week.
Just super busy or...
No, no offense to all of you enjoying. I'm sure. Look, I'll just be honest. I'm sure some of you do a great job. I'm sure some of you understand the game. It might as well be going out to the bar on New Year's Eve. It is amateur hour sometimes.
Oh, you just mean some of the people you're waiting on?
Not as the person going out. I think Restaurant Week is actually great as a diner to experience new places, try new restaurants, try new foods. As the person working it, hellscape. Okay, just terrible. I mean, we all hated it. It's not like I was alone. Nobody liked working. You are probably a little bit busier, but I found it to be not a great. I found it to be people tipped less well during that week.
I can see at certain places somebody doesn't know the normal.
Just take care of your server.
Etiquette, if you will, of that. But in general, Restaurant Week is great. January is, I don't have to tell you, is a slower month for restaurants, whether people go out less and all that.
They do eat-in months.
We were talking with Rob because we took advantage of Restaurant Week this past weekend, and it goes until, I think, till the 19th, I think.
I think it's a week, yes.
I think it's the 19th, and it's a great opportunity, as you said, to go to some restaurants you're not used to. And then also, I think the real hack, if you will, of Restaurant Week is you go to the nicer places you normally wouldn't be able to go to. And they got a prefix menu or whatever, and you can take advantage of that. But
you've worked Black Friday, right, Gold?
Oh, back in high school, I worked at Best Buy Black Friday.
Cody, is it?
The only difference I'll say, I don't want to speak for Cody. The only difference I can tell you, what I see from the outside, having worked at Best Buy retail Black Friday many, many, many years ago, people there are just like. Savages, like just running over people, throwing stuff aside. That's how Black Friday used to be.
That's kind of how the restaurant feels. They're just and for some reason they're like the more dissatisfied server. Like, what is this? What is this micro green on my plate? Get it off, servant. Be gone.
Oh, jeez.
That's how they, not every person, I'm just saying.
There's
always
an a-hole. That happens on a normal night, I'm sure, for a waiter.
It just feels like it's at a higher level. So take care of your people. Definitely a great time to try new restaurants, experience new foods, do all those things. Definitely support the local places here at Restaurant Week.
No doubt.
Definitely, definitely, definitely do it. But... Just take care of the people who are serving your food.
You mean if you're working at a nicer restaurant, you aren't dealing with the higher class individual. You're dealing with the regular people.
That's what it sounded like, Cody.
That's what it sounded like.
Drew just cut straight to the point.
That's what it sounded like.
Drew just cut straight to the point.
That's not what I said, you know? Not what I said, you know?
Shout out to all the restaurants in town.
Oh, yeah.
I do not hate everything. I like Restaurant Week as a diner. I just didn't like working.
Yeah, now this is true. Someone texted in, at those nicer establishments, it's more of a turn and burn style restaurant. They get, basically get smaller than normal portions. Well, sure, that's how they're able to discount. Like,
that's
for
how
example,
they're able to do it at the price point they would normally do it.
Yeah, so I told you for my birthday, we went out to a nice restaurant Sunday night, and they offered even a steak size that they don't even normally have on the menu, right?
Because like 6 ounce or something?
Instead of the menu it had, you could upgrade, of course, from 6 to 8 or 8 to 12.
Sure.
But on the normal menu, they only sell an 8 or a 12 filet. Whereas for Restaurant Week, they offer a 6. That's how they're able to cut the price down a little bit, too, on top of other stuff.
So, running a restaurant is not easy, and food costs make it, like, margins incredibly tight to run restaurants. So I don't blame them. I mean, but it's just, it's a chance to try different places. And I think in my case, like, try foods I hadn't had. Like, I went out to a nice dinner. It wasn't Restaurant Week. It wasn't a place that was doing Restaurant Week. But I went out for a nice dinner for my wife's birthday on Saturday, and I had, like...
Oh, this was the make-do, or the makeover,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, the make... And, like, the... It was, like... What was the... it was, like, a... I can't even think of the name of it. It was a stuffing, but it was made with, like, duck confit. It's, like, not something I would normally have.
Excuse me.
It was a roast chicken. That was just the thing they put on the side. But it was like, you know, that's not something I would normally have. I think Restaurant Week can kind of do that.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Hall 32. We briefly mentioned the name Sam Darnold. I think this relates a little bit. I don't know about you guys watching last night. I thought Kevin O'Connell, who didn't have his best game, admittedly, as a play caller, but I actually believe his Coach of the Year candidacy, which was decided before the playoffs. Remember, voting's already done for this.
Yeah.
He is an even stronger Coach of the Year winner, because I think he's going to win, after seeing Darnold turn back into a pumpkin so quickly. The fact that for 15, 16 weeks, Kevin O'Connell got Darnold to look like a top five quarterback, to the point where, and I'm not even meaning this to poke fun at him because this is how good he was playing, Carrington was making an MVP case for him two weeks ago. That's how good he was playing, and he turned back into a pumpkin. Kevin O'Connell actually, I think, looks better as a head coach, in my opinion. Like, how did you make this work with Sam Darnold? If I'm J.J. McCarthy, I'm feeling great. Not only because it looks like I'm going to be starting next year, but also that, my head coach that's going to develop me as a young quarterback in this league just turned Sam Darnold for 15 weeks into what he was, which I just saw the last 2 weeks.
I mean, they kept him above water for as long as they could. They only lost 4 games all year. It was 2 to the Lions, 2 to the Rams. Both in back-to-back weeks. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
They lost to Rams-Lions week 6 and 7. They lost to Rams-Lions week 18. And then, of course, the first round of the playoffs. Maybe they were just snake bit by two teams that were better than them.
Yeah.
Two coaches who were better than their coach. And I like Kevin O'Connell, but, like, Sean McVay has always had an argument that he was a better coach with a better quarterback and the situations that they run into. Maybe that's just the issue more than it is the other end. For my All-32, I want to ask one very simple question. Which stupid team, I will say, is going to talk themselves into Diontae Johnson last year? He was just minutes ago released by the Houston Texans, the team the Chiefs are going to face coming up on Saturday. That means he has been on 4 different teams in 1 calendar year. So in the last 365 days, Diontae Johnson has played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Carolina Panthers, the Baltimore Ravens, and the Houston Texans. So 4 of the NFL's 32 teams have already taken a shot on this guy in the last 365 days. Who's next? Because he once had 1,000 receiving yards in a season at age 25 in just 2021.
He'll be on the Cowboys next
year. He had just 375 yards this year. Why should anyone take a chance on Diontae Johnson?
The Cowboys don't have any receivers outside of CeeDee Lamb. You watch. He'll be a Dallas Cowboy next year.
That's a mistake. Because why? Like, if I were the Chiefs, like, no thanks.
No.
There are a million other veterans. I'd rather have Justin Watson than Diontae Johnson. I'm not even arguing the talent level difference. Obviously, Diontae Johnson has a 923-yard receiving season, 1,161-yard receiving season, 882, 717. He's been a very productive receiver in the NFL for a stretch there. I'm not going anywhere near that now.
Who's your guess? I'll say Cowboys next year for Diontae Johnson.
I think it's going to be a bad team. I mean, Cowboys might qualify for that. Colts. It's like put him next to Alec Pierce or something.
Michael Pittman, Alec Pierce, Diontae Johnson, and Josh Downs.
The Colts already have enough problems.
They got a bunch of stuff going on already. You know, really, who should take a chance on him in the division? The Chargers next year.
Mm. No one should take a chance on him.
Well, somebody is, though.
They should just let him out of the league.
He's not out of the league. He's not going to be out of the league that quickly. He's getting closer and closer. What about you?
Would you guys consider the Cowboys a desirable job?
We're going to talk more about this with some of the Deion stuff in a little bit. elements of it are not desirable, and it starts with the ownership. But they have, I think, already the quarterback. They have a star receiver. They have Micah Parsons. Yeah, there's some elements that are desirable.
You know, I always talk myself into I'd make that one work.
Because Troy Aikman said he doesn't think that it's he was kind of slamming them a little bit, as you would suspect. I like it, though, when former players give their opinions. Not necessarily, I mean, it can be in broadcast, it can be whatever. But, you know, being able to hear it from a legend's point of view is something that's nice rather than just, you know, us talking about it or something like that.
It always is a little surprising when you hear, like, a former, like all-timer in your franchise be critical of the organization. You're like, what the hell are you?
That's because they care about the team. Like Trey Aikman is a lifer. Like, Steve Young talking about the Niners. Dude, cares about the team a lot.
George Brett once became the Royals hitting coach in the middle of a season.
Yeah.
Years after he was done, like, being, like, day-to-day involved with the baseball team. Like, hey, will you just come in and be the hitting coach? He's like, yeah, okay, sure. I see every spring training. Every spring training I've ever been to, George Brett pops by for, like, a week, kicks it, tells a story about lobster or whatever, and then just, you know, kicks it and moves on with his life. It's a pretty sweet setup. I like investment from former. It usually speaks to the organization's quality. But yeah, Trankman not holding any punches.
As long as you're not like not disfavoring them, I guess, in a way, but you're just sticking by.
As long as you're not just hiring former players to be your head coach, right, Cody? I kid. That is all 32.
Jason Witten would fit in Cody's line of thinking if Jason Witten was brought in.
The Cowboys. I think we do agree though. The Cowboys in general. Everything's open, you know, like everything you can throw out the normal, like, setup of how things go. The Cowboys run and do their own thing, right? Like, they are not the normal, Dion is being discussed, and Jason Witten and these names are even being thrown out there. Dion, I think at some point might go to the NFL. I don't think Dallas makes sense. I know there's been people on a lot of national shows today saying, you know, at least Dion knows what to expect in Dallas. At least there's some truth to that. But my only hesitation with it would be Dion's got a big ego. He will be front and center. Jerry Jones wants all the credit. Jerry Jones wants to be front and center. How the heck does that mesh? They're two guys that like having a lot of attention. They do. That's fine. But, like, that doesn't usually work together in tandem. It just doesn't.
Related to last year a little bit, and since you mentioned the Vrabel thing, the Patriots have lost any goodwill of, like, they know how to run a functional organization. For 5 years in a row, they have one winning season, a singular winning season in the last 5 years, and have had four or three different opening day starting quarterbacks. I've actually had a lot more quarterbacks than that start games for them, so I'm being kind of generous in that.
Bailey Zappi, baby. Yeah,
but they've had Cam Newton start a full season, or, you know, start most of it. Mac Jones start multiple seasons, and now Drake May. 5 seasons. They have finished 4-13, 4-13. Over the last 2 years, 8 wins the year before that, so still below 500. 10 the year before that, lost in the wild card round, and 7-9 the year before that. And 4 of those seasons were with the all-time most successful coach in NFL history. They're starting to lose some of they're losing their right to be like, well, they're a good organization who knows what to do. Good organizations, in my opinion, don't stay down for 5 years. Like, maybe you lost your Midas touch. Maybe Kraft got too involved. Maybe you got the wrong GM in place. I don't know. But until you get some pieces working again, I'm not going to just give you the benefit of the doubt on decision-making anymore. You've made bad decisions that have made you bad for 5 years in a row. They just got it's just so much winning before that, so you just, like, you can't ignore it. But you and I have talked about this before. What have you done for me lately as sports? Lately, Patriots have done nothing.
Before we get to the random question of the day here on Cody and Gold, we meant to get to this yesterday, and we had some other stuff, the coaching Mike McCarthy news and other things up. Yeah. But Josh Allen, a funny moment, but a moment that would have been taken very seriously had it have happened with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. You guys know I'm referencing, of course, Josh Allen arguing about a call, and that's fine. Every quarterback does it. And it probably should have been a holding call in the end zone. They go to commercial break. When they come back from commercial, Cody, they show Bill Vinovich going over to the sideline and talking to Josh Allen, like, pats him on the helmet. Josh Allen kind of pats the ref, and they go on, and you're like, oh, that's an unbelievable image. Because we just know if Mahomes was on the bench and an official came over to talk to him about obviously what he was arguing about, like, hey, my bad, or this is why we called it a certain way, or whatever the conversation
you
was.
You cannot tell me it was not my bad.
People would have...
If you were a sign language person, he did this, man. That's my bad.
People would have gone nuts. The internet, Twitter X, whatever we're calling it, would have shut down. The conspiracy theories would have been even more rampant than they already are. Josh Allen was asked, by the way, you know, hey, what was going on? What actually happened there?
When the ref came over to talk to you, like all the way to the bench, what was he saying? What was going on?
Oh, was that after I wasn't happy with what was going on, and I was yelling a little bit, and he just said, don't be yelling. So my bad. Sorry to Bill.
Did he apologize for
I won't say anything about that.
What's the official? Honestly though, if you're the official, what are you thinking? Like you just can't go over and make it even look like with any player in the league, whether it's Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, whoever.
Darnold, doesn't matter.
You can't go over and make it like, you don't go separately to a player on the bench. If they're on the field, you can go and talk to the player on the field. We see that happen all the time.
Sure.
You don't go over to the bench and go and have a conversation with the player.
Give him a pat on the back.
In the game? In the middle of the game?
This is going to come off as most Kansas City stuff ever. This, like, creation in lunatic fans' mind of this, like, relationship Mahomes has with, like, the refs and, like, all the, like, Photoshop stuff I gotta see of, like, a ref shaking Patrick Mahomes' hand in Chiefs gear this stuff. That's actually Josh Allen.
That's what just happened.
That man went over to a sideline and said, my bad, to a player he had made one wrong call on. Singular. One wrong call. And I don't have to point out all the other million stats that have been pointed out as a result of this conversation. Like, do you know who has the most roughing the passer calls in the NFL over the last 5 years?
I'll
give you a quick hint. It's not Patrick Mahomes.
In the NFL?
It's Josh Allen. Yeah. It has always been Josh Allen. He's the golden boy to the refs, not Patrick Mahomes. Do I inevitably care? Do I think it makes some massive difference in the game? No, but it's a perception thing because I think, and not that say people completely ignored it, because that's not the case. If this had happened with Mahomes, I would have to hear about it from anybody who wasn't a Kansas City Chiefs fan for the rest of time. So I kind of refuse to let this one die on Josh Allen. The ref came over to the bench, gave him the my bad, a half side hug essentially, and then told him, sorry, I screwed up that one, Joshy. I'll try to get it right the next time. It's crazy.
Ever even better than Vinovich. Talking,
trying to explain why there was a no call on the back of the end zone.
Yeah, sorry.
No ref should go to a bench of any player or any team and go out of their way to explain a call. You explain it on the field, or you don't explain it at all. I mean, that's just how it. No, you can't. You can't do it. Should not have happened. And yeah, thank goodness. Honestly, like just for all of our sakes, thank goodness it happened with Josh Allen, because if that would have happened with Mahomes, it just would have been so obnoxious for the rest of the postseason, and everybody would have said, see, here's the proof. Here's the proof that they're checking with Mahomes to make sure it's okay and all this stuff.
Well, and then it's all going to get spun into the because of the increased amount of sports wagering in this country. Yep. It's all going to get turned into that. They're fixing the game to go against you. Here comes Vinovich to make sure the line stays where it needs to go. And you're like, oh my God, don't even open the door, man. You can't on a field. It probably happens all the time. I'm not even saying that refs don't be like, you know, I screwed that one up. My bad. And I, you know, like in baseball, right? We once saw a press conference the next day where, you know, he's apologizing for blowing the perfect game. But like, that's in the middle of the game, you cannot go to the bench and do the universal sign language of my bad. Everything he did was essentially just like clear apology.
I'll be really curious to see if Bill Vinovich gets assigned another playoff game. I don't think he's officiating this weekend because they rotate anyway, but will he get like if Bill Vinovich is the AFC title game ref for Chiefs Bills. Oh boy, we'll have some fun with that. I'll tell you what. All right, let's get to the random question.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7965. And then, of course, on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, wherever you want to watch or live stream the show, you can do that as well. Please like, subscribe us over in the video platforms. Question for you today is related to food. Not restaurant week. I'm not getting back in there where Drew just essentially said,
yeah,
I'm
man.
A classist.
He cut to the point. He cut to the point of what you were saying. He cut through
that
all the noise.
That is not what I was saying. I just said it was, I just didn't think the dining experience from a server end was nearly as good.
Uh-huh.
This actually comes out of CES, which is like the big tech conference. It's
Consumer Electronics Show. Yeah.
It comes out every single year, and then you get these little like, ooh, look at the new tech coming out this year of things that like maybe they'll make one day, maybe they won't make one day. And one item caught my eye, and I want to know if we're interested in doing this. Because technically it would be healthier for you, but at the same time it seems weird.
Mm-hmm.
They invented at CES a spoon that makes your food taste saltier, which most people prefer, not by adding salt to it, but instead sending an electrical shock through the spoon, providing that same effect. So the question I have for you today is, of course, would you use this spoon? Say the doctor says, Gold, need less salt in your diet, but you like the salty food.
Yeah.
You know, you like the salty food. Would you try this shock spoon? It's not really shock. It just makes it taste salty.
Yeah, you're not getting shocked. There's just an electrical signal. It tricks your brain. There's plenty of things out there that trick your brain into whatever or, you know. I would not pay for it if that's what you're asking. If it was just something that was readily available and somehow it was like no different in cost, sure, why not?
If it was just the cost of a regular spoon? When's the last time you bought new spoons?
Yeah, a long time.
Are yours bad spoons? Do you got like big and D ones or do you got like some with some heft to it?
There's some heft, but they're not like nice. They're from Target. You know, there's just some cheap ones from Target. Yeah, they're nothing fancy. They're not like, I don't know what to do. They don't have like the cheap little plastic handle on them. If that's a cheap.
Like all of ours as kids, they were made of metal, but like essentially just like pewter. Almost. I mean, you could like bend them in half if you had to bend them back. If you,
we don't go to those restaurants normally, Cody. During the restaurant, we use plastic spoons.
Would you use an electric spoon?
I think the idea. I mean, in a lot of things, if the cost isn't a problem. And it's something that can make you healthier, and there's not a known there's not a known side effect to doing it. Why wouldn't you? Like, if I can have if the steak that we just talked about was you have amazing steak, but someone finds a way for the dessert and all that to be just way healthier for you, but the taste is the exact same, and there's not a true side effect. Yeah, why wouldn't I want to be healthier?
I think it could be very tempting. I think I would do it, especially like it would be like the way of not having to like. Constantly make your food worse. Let's be honest. Salt's good. Like, it makes your food taste better.
Why is it not with a fork? Why is this only with a spoon? As people are pointing out, most of the saltier foods is probably stuff you eat with a fork than the spoon, unless it's like a soup
or something. They're open to both. I don't know. The conference had the spoon.
I just wonder. I wonder if are you going to tell it? Like, would you really be able to tell a difference if you had food that was just
somebody says that it tricks the brain. Dude.
If you had food that was generally prepared the exact same, you ate it with a regular fork or regular spoon, and then you ate it with this electric spoon.
Would it taste too salty?
How much of a low salt diet?
How much of a difference would there actually be?
Now that I didn't know. Could you like dial it in? Yeah, can you rein in the salt?
Because what Drew's saying is all of a sudden, like, is it just tastes way too salty?
I'm assuming they would keep an eye on that.
Where we're like, hey, I can eat this with a normal spoon. And I don't even need to add salt in this, but it's going to make it something that's almost unedible because it is too salty. Yeah.
Like a lot of things. I mean, I can't ask you about all the, like a lot of them are just like, ooh, look, a fancy screen or headphones.
I mean, there's a lot of things that people, you know, do that tricks their body into not having the same craving or whatever. Like there's all kinds of stuff like that.
People see hypnotists for that kind of stuff sometimes. Or they're trying to like quit smoking.
Yeah.
Does it give a price? Like what a potential.
It did not have a price on that. They had not figured out pricing.
I feel like that's something that would be not necessarily over. Like how much is a blender now? I feel like that might be in like that might be in the blender category.
I told you my toaster's 25 years old. You think I'm buying new blenders all the time?
Like if you wanted the spoon,
just cleaned out the crumb tray on my toaster.
Oh, here we go. By the way, I found your price. The spoon is already available in Japan. Should be available in North America this year. Will cost around $125 for one spoon. I mean,
but that's your spoon.
I'm taking that to every restaurant possible. You're just taking that in just bringing that to every restaurant.
What's the price?
Am I going to eat the steak with a spoon, though? You know what I mean?
$125
for one spoon.
You know what? If it works, if it actually works well, it might actually be worth the money.
It tested the spoon. It amped up the chicken broth flavor as described. However, I wouldn't completely say this is someone's review. I wouldn't completely bank on the spoon just yet. The steps to getting it to work are awkward. We can't rule the possibility that the placebo effect might also be playing it to some degree. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, is it really doing, or you just think it's doing that?
You're almost tricking yourself into thinking that it's helping you.
This article that you referenced has a bunch of other random ones. Did you see the other one? This one is for $25, a cat robot that blows on your drink to cool it for you.
Yeah, I saw that.
So instead of having to cool your coffee or hot chocolate, there's a little motorized cat that sits on the edge of your cup.
Are we that lazy? Are you holding the cup still? You hold the cup and you bring it up to your mouth to drink it.
I'll say that first drink of a really hot beverage is always kind of terrifying, you know? I'd prefer if it was just like, it also acts as a thermometer and it told me it was a good temperature to drink. Because that first drink of like a hot coffee,
better.
Man. That's
that tough. Would be better.
$25. I almost want to get one of those for the studio just to see what happens. Just, I want you to drink your coffee with this little cat on top of the
have a little tea here. Next time I start losing my voice. Perfect. Got a tea and the cat.
Think of that. Did you hear Troy Aikman last night? He clearly was sick or something. His voice was, I'm surprised he made it through the whole broadcast. He sounded hoarse during much of the ESPN call. And he's going to be in Kansas City, right? Isn't it Aikman and Buck on the TV call? Of course, you can hear the game on 96.5 The Fan. 3:30 kickoff here on your home for the Chiefs. But on the TV side, I believe it's Aikman and Buck.
I
think
so.
It is, right?
It's got to be.
Anyway.
That's my right question.
Up next, let's talk more about Sam Darnold, though. I think the decision on what to do with him got way easier.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.